There is power in prayer. For the residents of this city, the results of their prayers are still celebrated every year to commemorate an event that took place over two centuries ago. Their story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by AgriLiquid. No matter how you apply fertilizer, AgriLiquid products will maximize your yield potential. Go to agriliquid.com.
Well, you waited, debated, scratched your head, and bided your time, but now it's absolutely necessary. You need to make a decision. We know you want it all. Low price, efficiency, fantastic yield potential. We get it. AgriLiquid understands you need to maximize those input dollars. Our products are formulated to keep expensive nutrients available and usable to your crop, no matter how you apply fertilizer, no matter when. AgriLiquid products will maximize your yield potential effectively and economically. Learn more at agriliquid.com.
Say, do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? If you're applying dry fertilizer, the key to better yield potential is Titan XC. New Titan XC is a unique biocatalyst that unlocks and releases the bound-up nutrients in granule fertilizer, which promotes better root uptake and plant growth. Release more nutrition. Expect more results with Titan XC. Ask your crop production services dealer about new Titan XC today. Always read and follow label directions.
As Patricia Corral explains, women once had a very different role in war than they might have today.
Women often followed the troops. They followed their husbands or their fathers or their sons and provided them with the sorts of things that they might be missing from their home, you know, do their laundry, things like that.
At the Battle of New Orleans in 1812, men faced cold January temperatures, and the women had an added role ahead of the fray.
They were tasked with sewing clothes for some of the men who came here that weren't prepared for the cold weather, the Tennessee militia, for example. So they were sewing frocks and pants and overcoats for them.
But at this battle to save the city in 1815, one particular group of women turned to spiritual duties as well.
We do know that the women were helping in the city of New Orleans, and one of the groups of women that was assisting in this battle were the Ursuline nuns. They had a night-long prayer service that many believe is responsible for the American victory at the Battle of New Orleans.
The nuns and other residents of the city prayed at the church all night on January 7, 1815. And were still in prayer the next day when word arrived that General Andrew Jackson's men had defeated the British.
They, since that time, have continued with a mass on January 8th in honor of the Battle of New Orleans and the victory here and the role that they played in it.
Yet today, January 8th, is set aside as a day for Thanksgiving, remembering the all-night prayers for the soldiers who battled to save the city. Traveling the countryside in New Orleans, Louisiana, I'm Andrew McCrae.